Well, we had a very sad day. Glenn's laughing because we just tried
to
record this.
I'm not laughing because
of the
sadness.
Are you recording?
Yeah, I am recording.
This is take two.
Ryan said, okay, fuck, let's do this. And then I started, like, recording. And he's like, are you recording? What?
I didn't sound like that.
What?
And normally you say, okay, here we go. You literally just, like, started rambling. And I was like, wait, are you actually recording the podcast? And you're like, you told me to go?
Yeah. And I said it just like that, too.
That's
you
right.
Like, you should start counting down from five with the silent two and one, like in Wayne's World. Like,
I mean, that would help Ryan a whole lot.
Sometimes.
I don't think I was the only one who didn't know you were recording.
Glenn went to go speak and then realized what was happening
and immediately stopped talking. I stopped talking.
He wasn't an asshole.
I mean, it was an asshole to inquire, ask questions.
You're just an asshole in general.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about.
You were not an asshole to ask. Yeah, you were not an asshole for asking a question. You were an asshole who was asking a question.
Right. There we go. We've established the rules.
But then you shouldn't have been upset about me asking a question.
I wasn't upset. I'm giving you shit like you give me.
I don't give
Look
you shit.
Look at how I'm holding my microphone, Ryan.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. But anyway, what do we want to talk about?
So it's going to be a solemn occasion, or it was going to be until that shit happened. But we actually – there's been several people that have passed away, and one of them that hit me really, really hard is Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
Kevin Conroy, like Glenn, you posted your pictures from when you got to meet him at Comic-Con.
He was so nice.
I took pictures with him as well. Yeah, literally. Like, and the thing about Kevin Conroy is when I think of him, I think of Batman. When I read Batman comics, that's the voice I read it in.
I remember Christmas – it was like 1992 going to – the Bell Promenade Theater to see Batman Mask of the Phantasm. It was the movie of the animated series. And I just thought that was the coolest movie with the coolest soundtrack and everything. And when I heard he was coming to our Comic-Con, I brought my DVD in the snap case. And when I went and I gave it to him, I'm like, this might be my favorite Batman movie. And he stopped and he's like, well, that's because it's the best Batman movie.
It was at the time.
And he's like live action. He's like, I think he just told me the story, but he's like, I think there's some things they could do in animation that they'll never be able to do in live action, and this is the closest to the comic book you'll ever see in a movie.
And that's like you're not wrong. What makes him so definitive is, it was the closest that we've seen in the comics, the detective aspects of the character, all the things that make Batman Batman. But what's more than that is he played Bruce Wayne and Batman with two different voices. And that's the gravelly voice that you get of him as Batman is directly from the comics, and it's what inspired Christian Bale's performance as Batman in the Christopher Nolan movies.
Well, let me just say, like, I agree with Glenn. Like, Glenn told me – I never saw Mask of the Phantasm. Glenn told me about it years and years ago, and he's right. Like, it was phenomenal. But I didn't watch the animated series. I want to. I think it's on HBO Max.
It is.
Yeah.
So I need to get to that. But – when I first heard about this, I was like, you know, oh, that's terrible, obviously. But I didn't really get to me. But I will speak to this. Based on you guys know on social media who you follow, who you're friends with, you start seeing related posts. It's been a while since I've seen so many people upset and posting things honoring this man. Like, you could clearly tell he meant a lot to a lot of people. Like, I think Kevin Smith, like, posted something.
Well,
Mark Hamill posted a lot about him.
One of his few live-action roles was in, Yoga Hosers?
Didn't he do something with Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? Or remake? I don't remember.
Wasn't he in he was in the DC.
Yeah, he was in the Crisis.
The
era
of his Crisis.
In which he played Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think he was in Yoga Hosers.
Very sad. He wasn't an old man.
66.
From what I understand, he was diagnosed with cancer relatively recently.
And still made convention appearances and was there for his fans. And, I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's so much about this. In addition to his performance, just a phenomenal talent, phenomenal guy. Every story that I've read of people talking about him, there's this thing called Cameo, and I always, like, talk negatively about it, but he was on Cameo, and he recorded things, and people said, like, you know, his obligation might have been a certain amount of time, and he would go on for minutes after that telling people. The guy that I follow on YouTube, Star Wars Theory, he actually the one guy who produced his own Vader movie.
Kevin Rubio. Yeah.
I don't know if that's his I don't know what his real name is, but he got a cameo from a friend of his, like, who did, and he went on and basically Kevin Conroy was like, you know, what an amazing thing it is you're doing. You know, you're taking you're a fan and you're passionate about it and you're creating, and I think that's wonderful. And it was this really massively sweet outpouring, and I saw a whole bunch of people posting different cameos that they had gotten from him, of him just being an earnest person and encouraging people to be their best. And, you know, not just a definitive performance, but a definitive human being. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk a little bit about definitive performances from some characters. And Glenn made an extensive list.
Glenn did some serious work here.
He really did.
I mean, not...
You always go above and beyond. So, you know,
what we're going to do is we're going to...
Yeah, you came up with this idea. And,
Don't give Greg any credit. This is all about you, Glenn.
But no, like, I appreciate Greg's just you here. Doing no, the Greg, legwork yeah. on
Greg's
this.
Just
what we're
here.
Do, we're
Glenn's
go
the man.
Glenn's list and talk about the characters that he you know, kind of went through. We're each going to nominate one of them.
So, yeah, so I came up with these characters that are portrayed by more than one person. And so we're going to... I'm going to name the character.
First person that comes to your mind.
And then I'll go through... the people I found, and we'll find that if there's somebody...
Maybe we can convince that somebody else is better.
And I say, before we all nominate one, because of Kevin Conroy, just start off with Batman.
We'll start off with Bruce Wayne?
For me,
that's I can Kevin Conroy. That's what I think.
Really? I mean, I automatically think of Michael Keaton.
My immediate thought goes to Michael Keaton, even though I prefer Christian Bale. But when someone's... like, if you're an instant decision, it's Michael Keaton for me.
I think Christian Bale.
Just because, like, Michael Keaton's the first person I saw as Batman. Okay. I mean, I did see Adam West, but...
The Batus.
Yeah.
So do you want me to go through the list of all the actors that I found that have portrayed Bruce Wayne?
Sure.
All right, so we start with Adam West, the 1960s Batman, and the 66 movie. Batman.
I don't know if he can really... I mean, I know he played Batman, but it's not the same thing.
Well, there are different versions of this character.
Yeah, like, I don't think anyone would... Well, maybe some people would pick Adam West as your definitive Batman, but...
I mean, if you were a kid...
Oh, if you grew up with him in the 60s, or even, like, before, prior to 1989, that was a lot of people...
And, and there was actually, the animated show with Kevin Conroy, there was an episode about Bruce Wayne's, it was The Great Ghost.
His childhood hero, yeah, The
his
Great Ghost.
And Adam West voiced him, which was, that was a sweet callback. After that, I have Michael Keaton from 1989's Batman and Batman Returns. Val Kilmer from Batman Forever. George Clooney from The Batman and the Robin.
I'm changing my answer to that.
We have Christian Bale from the Dark Knight Trilogy. I have Ben Affleck from the Snyder Stuff.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson from The Batman. Kevin Conroy from the animated series and Mask of the Phantasm. Keanu Reeves from the Super Pets.
Oh, yeah.
Will Arnett from the Lego Batman movie. And... David Mazouz from Gotham.
One of the ones that you don't have on there, which is one I think that you'd actually like, is one of the voices that one of the actors that portray him.
I noticed that a lot from the DC animated movies. I tried to pick the ones that played him more than once, but
Bruce Greenwood,
yes,
yeah. is one that I would put on there. Is like he's kind of filled in a lot of what Kevin Conroy kind of left.
So is there? Anybody else on this list?
No, I'd go with Christian Bale.
You think it's Christian Bale as the defender of Batman?
I still say Conroy.
I didn't watch the Batman animation.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning more towards Conroy, mostly because of Mask of the Phantasm.
And honestly, like I understand that if you watch the show, even now, I really think that you'll be like it'll just inhabit your head. Because like so, that shows the reason why Mark Hamill is my Joker.
Let me ask you something. So, if you were to go on HBO Max right now and you were to type in like Batman, there's like 50 million animated shit that's on there.
Well,
they're
mostly movies.
Okay, so is the stuff that he did all the Batmans, right?
Well, not all. I mean, he did the animated series,
the animated series, and Batman Beyond, and he also did the Justice League.
But he didn't. He did. Bruce in Batman Beyond, right?
Not, right. Okay.
Yeah, he was old Batman.
So
old Batman.
How many, if someone wants to like go from the ground up from Kevin Conroy as Batman, it's Batman the Animated Series.
So Batman the Animated Series.
And how many seasons was that? You know?
That one, well, I mean, it's really weird how they do cartoon seasons. Yeah.
But it's all on HBO Max.
Technically it's like three volumes, but you might have a 65 episode season.
Right, because it's animated stuff. Okay.
But I would actually start with Mask of the Phantasm, just because the way that story's structured with the flashbacks of him.
I would say at the end of the first season,
it's a standalone movie.
I do Mask of the Phantasm, but and after that, you dip into the Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
And was it Sub-Zero was the one he did with Mr. Freeze?
Oh, I think I've seen it. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was the one with the polar bear that Jeremy commented on.
That's right.
And then I would go to Batman Beyond, because Batman Beyond is a very...
I'm surprised they haven't tried to do a movie thing with them.
That's one they can piss off a lot of people if they do it wrong, but that's like a three-season show that's really excellent.
And then they had that movie, The Return of the Joker, the Batman Beyond movie.
That was some crazy shit.
But,
cool.
So, yeah, so we got two Bales and two Conroys for Bruce Wayne. All right, so I guess I'll just start at the beginning. Bilbo Baggins.
Do not mistake me for a conjurer of cheap trick.
There's only three names on this list. So.
Martin Freeman, Ian Holm.
And Norman Bird animated him, voiced him in the animated.
It's Ian Holm for
it's
me.
It's Ian Holm, Ian definitely.
Holm. See, I think I'm actually going with Martin Freeman. Even though I'm not a fan of those movies, he was just so likable.
He was.
But, okay. So, and again, those are the only three names on the list.
Cool.
All right. How about Mr. Spock?
You
mean Dr. Spock? No, I'm fucking with you.
Who could forget?
Zachary.
Well, there's three names on this
and
list.
Ethan Peck
there's one.
Are very good, but it's Nemo.
There's one.
Because he even did the animated.
I don't want to totally discount what Zachary did.
Ethan Peck. Like, Ethan Peck's Ethan Peck's performance, he's really good.
What was he from?
He's in Strange New Worlds and
animated.
No. The current stuff on Paramount Plus.
He's currently Spock.
A live action Spock?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's on Strange New Worlds and he was in Star Trek Discovery.
You would really like Strange New Worlds.
Okay. Well, I'm behind on Discovery,
Zachary
too.
Quinto was excellent, but yeah, Leonard.
It's Nimoy.
Yeah. And the same thing, James T. Kirk.
Yeah, I mean,
again, there's three
Shatner
names
made the character. You can't,
We've only seen Paul Wesley the once.
He was excellent.
He was very good.
And honestly, Chris Pine inhabited the spirit of the character without
doing an impression.
Right, and I respect him for that. But
he's good. But when I saw his performance in the Star Trek movie, it just doesn't scream Shatner. Which maybe is what they were going for.
Because he wasn't doing an impression. He was more doing a different version of that character. All right, here's one. Jack Ryan.
Harrison Ford.
See, I think Alec Baldwin.
He did one movie.
I know, but I don't know.
That wasn't even about Jack Ryan.
Which is maybe why I think, I don't know. Honestly, that might be my favorite movie of them all.
I mean, I can understand that.
And it would just make
I like Clear and Present
Danger. I'm going to say Krasinski.
What?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I mean, it's Harrison Ford, but it's also been Krasinski. I mean, show was awesome.
Okay.
Well. And all right, so the list is Alec Baldwin from Hunt for Red October, Harrison Ford from Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger, Ben Affleck, again, from The Sum of All Fears.
Why can't he find his own damn
Chris Pine, again, from Shadow Recruit, and John Krasinski from the Amazon series.
I mean, it's Harrison Ford, and you guys are wrong about the rest.
The machine is still on, Mara.
I mean, I could go with Harrison Ford.
Thank you.
I mean, if I wasn't picking Krasinski, I'd say Harrison Ford.
I kind of don't know who to pick because
they're all different.
They're very different versions of it. I mean, because the Krasinski version is the much younger Jack Ryan.
Honestly, like every actor's version is completely different than the one before it.
Yeah.
Which is why the Jack Ryan series is so odd.
And honestly, I'll tell you this, Ryan. Like, that's a good primer for understanding Doctor Who and how it's different. Because every character...
I'm not watching Doctor Who.
Every actor's playing the same character. They're vastly different in personality.
I'm never going to watch it.
You're fucking moron.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad.
You should watch it.
It just seems...
I can watch Battlestar Galactica.
It seems so overwhelming. There's so many seasons, and it goes back so far.
Well, don't want...
You can't carve out one of your game shows to watch this, Ryan. You fuck.
Just do what I did. That's a good point. Start with the more modern ones. Don't watch those. Start with
Chris Ferguson. Where is this show of yours at?
It's on HBO Max currently. It's about to switch to
really?
Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus just picked it up.
Currently it's on HBO Max, though.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I didn't think about putting Doctor Who
on
here. But I mean, I guess...
That we could do a whole episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah, I mean, they're short seasons.
No, we don't. Please don't ever do that. I'll just sit here in silence the whole time.
I mean,
maybe if you started watching it, we can do that.
There's going to be 15 Doctors at this point, so...
So we know what we're doing if Ryan has to sit out an episode.
There you go.
Okay, so this will move on. Got three names on this list. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's Ewan.
I'm going to say, like, yeah, while Alec Guinness may have originated the role, at this point, it's Ewan McGregor.
And there's also James Arnold Taylor, who voiced him in all the animated
stuff. Good for him, okay. Ewan McGregor.
I actually met James Arnold Taylor. He's very cool. But
I'm sure he is.
But he does a great job. It's Ewan McGregor. He does a great job voicing him. He did him for Rebels, too.
Yeah. His
voice sounded a little different for Rebels than
the only
Wars.
The only
maybe
time
he changed it, Ryan.
The Twin Sons episode with him and Darth when he's old, when he's Ben. No, that was somebody Stephen Stanton played him because he was an older guy.
It's weird to say that, but Ewan McGregor did a better Alec Guinness than Alec Guinness did.
Because Alec Guinness didn't give a shit. Yeah.
He didn't understand what he was doing, and he got nominated for an Oscar for it.
Yeah, and he just he enjoyed all the money he got from it.
Yeah.
All right, so this next character, we've got four names on the list. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, come on.
Anthony Hopkins.
Mads Mikkelsen.
No, you don't.
I understand it because of the show.
You do not.
Had more time with him, but it's,
I think just because
stop.
I had more
Anthony
time.
No,
Hopkins.
No,
and
stop
if anyone
around.
Said Brian Cox, I love Brian
yeah,
Cox.
Yeah, Brian Cox played him in Manhunter.
Come on.
Anthony
stop.
Hopkins.
Stop fucking around.
At the three.
Who was the fourth one?
Gaspard Ulliel played him in Hannibal
guy.
Rising.
Oh, I forgot about that movie. Okay.
Look, we all love Mads Mikkelsen.
And Mads played him in Hannibal.
I love Mads, but yeah, I mean, this is Anthony Hopkins' character.
Yeah, I mean, I... Maybe just because he's the current the one
Benjamin.
I watch. Yeah. It's fine. I mean, I can't argue. All right, so the next one, we have another one with three people on the list. Albus Dumbledore.
Michael Gambon.
Michael Gambon.
What about the first guy?
Or the current one?
I will say this. Richard Harris, what a great actor.
You know what's funny?
He's too breathy as Dumbledore, and I don't like... what happens later on, I think it's perfect where...
It switched.
Switch
yes, because I can't see him physically being able
see
to do
him
it.
Doing any of that.
And like in the way it got dark, I
yeah.
can't see him being that. But yeah,
that would have been interesting to see what they would have done.
Now, they'd have had to animate
Jude
him
Law
like.
Is great.
Yeah,
as
I was
going to
say that's
Dumbledore.
The third one is Jude Law.
He's great as a young Dumbledore, but iconically, that's Michael Gambon's role.
I would agree.
I'm going to quote Ryan Shannon when they first cast Jude Law as Dumbledore. You said. And they did what they do whenever they need to recast a great British actor. They give it to Jude Law.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember Jude Law ever getting it when he was ever being recast with anyone, but you said that, and it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going to start to get into the fun ones, because there's a lot of names on the ones
I've been having
up.
Fun before this.
All right. Robin Hood. Just
brace yourself, then.
It's Kevin Costner.
Fuck.
To me?
Or that fox from...
Brian Bedford voiced the fox.
Yeah.
That's
Ooh, the lally.
Oh, you gonna sing the whole song or just that part?
Ryan Hood and Little John walking through the forest.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest.
Lolly golly, what?
How cool was the rooster in that?
Oh yeah, it's Alan and Dale.
With his lute.
It's Alan and Dale.
Yeah.
So we got. I've got the fox. You got Kevin Costner.
That's Costner came to mind first, but. You guys are convincing me about going with the cartoon.
All right, so here's what I got from Robin Hood.
Definitely not picking Russell Crowe.
We got Errol Flynn from 1938.
Oh, that's too old.
But it's eight in it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Brian Bedford from the Disney animated movie in 1973. Sean Connery from 1976 portrayed him in Robin and Marion.
He did.
I've never seen that.
Which is why they cast him in the Kevin
King
Costner
Richard,
in 1991, Prince of Thieves.
I haven't kissed the bride.
1993, we have Cary Elwes in Men in Tights.
He can do a British accent.
2010, we had Russell Crowe in the Ridley Scott Robin Hood. And then in the last one was 2018, Taron Egerton played him.
What about the Patrick Bergen one? Patrick Bergen played him, and it was Uma Thurman was Marion.
That's right.
Honestly, like, this is kind of, it's kind of funny to say, but like the cartoon version for me, because it feels like that swashbuckling Errol Flynn...
I mean, it
Robin
was very
Hood,
much taken Errol Flynn. Yeah.
But also with, like, I just enjoy it so much. And there's a I got to hand it to Frankie Mulligan that
everything
I can't argue with that being his favorite Disney movie.
I do it
one of my
for
favorite Disney
you.
Movies, too.
There's
I
no
do,
love.
I do love Kevin Costner. It's so much
it's
fun.
It doesn't matter that the movie's not that great. It's just so addictive.
And, like, I want to know where in any kind of Robin Hood lore or anything... Where did the character of Azim come from? But I'm glad he's there.
Never
because
recast.
He invented explosives. That's why he's
and,
there.
And I will say, it doesn't matter how bad the movie is. if the movie ends with Morgan Freeman busting through a door, throwing that, that scimitar, sword, yeah, saying, I fulfilled my vow, it's a winning movie. It's going to get a recommendation.
Well, yeah, I want to find out who created that character and give them a hug, because that's an awesome character.
I mean, I'm all for a movie that'll put a camera on the floor while Alan Rickman, like, puts his feet in between Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio and spreads them apart and while he's trying to assault her.
While the
painted man runs in to save the day.
I do say, though, that that movie where Robin Hood Men in Tights comes into play is Latrine is the greatest character.
Latrine.
Used to be shithead.
Do you think, like, Prince of Thieves and Men in Tights should be, like, a tandem together?
Yeah. Like, that should be a double feature.
I mean, it made fun of Prince of Thieves. I mean, that's what it was.
Sir Robin, you're back from the Crusades. You lost your arms. You grew a nice pair of boobs.
So,
what's right. next?
James Bond.
Come on. Motherfucker. Don't even. I know there's been a bunch. It's
we're all going Roger Moore.
It's Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig for me.
Loja Moore. You didn't get those here? See, I think Sean Connery.
I mean, I would go Sean Connery if not for Daniel Craig's performance.
Excuse me? Are you drunk? It's Connery.
It's
not Daniel Craig.
It's Daniel Craig, and it's almost a tie for second place between Sean Connery and Pierce Brosnan.
What's wrong with all of you?
Nothing.
Daniel Craig does not belong in the top three of this list.
What?
It's Connery.
Right, in the top one.
You know there's only six of them.
It's Connery, Brosnan, and Woody Allen.
I didn't put any from that movie in. So we got Sean Connery from 1962 to 1967. Glenn, with a stopover in 1971.
What did you say, Glenn?
Honestly, if you just say, who's the first person you think of, I would say Sean Connery, but the more I thought about it, I think Daniel Craig.
All right, awesome. So, like, when everyone listens to this, they're all going to tell me, Ryan, you're the only one on the podcast who has any sense.
So,
they're all going to say, Ryan, you really need to watch the Daniel Craig movie.
I've seen them.
Clearly, you have not seen them.
So, and it's like they just decided to make James Bond and Jason Bourne. And I don't want to hear about the novels. I'm simply saying from the movies, they totally changed what James Bond was.
Well, did you notice that when Roger Moore got it, it was a comedy? And then when Timothy Dalton, it was kind of dissimilar to what
Which
Daniel
is
Craig
why
did.
Everyone and says honestly, Connery.
Pierce Brosnan kind of walked the line between both. He was the Johnny Cash of James Bond. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He walked the line.
Which is why he's above Craig. It's Connery, Brosnan,
and
Daniel Craig.
Timothy Dalton ones were almost like Richard Grieco's. I mean, when you look back now and see the James Bond, just the guy wearing the tuxedo with the little tiny pistol held down at his waist, shooting people. Like one at a time, and then just smacking girls on their asses. It's just kind of stupid now.
I mean, he only smacked Bing on the ass in Goldfinger.
Come here, Miss Moneypenny.
Well, and I mean, Holly Goodhead.
He constantly
sexually harassed Miss Moneypenny.
She harassed him right back.
It was that was a different time. I wouldn't hold that against Sean Connery.
But James, your balls are on my desk.
It's Connery. You guys are so wrong on this.
And again, it's close.
I'm ready to go to battle with all three of you.
Like I said, again, it's when I first said James Bond, the first one that popped in my head was Sean Connery.
Show me where to sign up.
Right on my ass, right after you kiss it. All right, we can keep going because I could do a whole podcast defending how Connery's better than Daniel fucking Craig. He didn't even want to be there.
When we do the Doctor Who episode, you can step in and do that.
Daniel Craig is the fucking Dante of Bond. He's like, I'm not even supposed to be here. He didn't even want to do it. He just like, he was forced.
You mean you saw Casino Royale and you didn't think he wanted to be there?
Okay, that one, yes.
It was like the fourth one when he was just like so injured and everything. He's like, I can't do
it.
This
it, was, it was Spectre where it looked like he was tired. He came back like Skyfall. And
we talk. You know what? I'm so glad you brought this up because we're talking about like how Kevin Conroy, how he just in welcomed his role and what he was doing, whereas Daniel Craig seemed to be all pushing against what he was given as James Bond. He didn't seem to really embrace it like everyone else did.
I think he did eventually.
I think he eventually embraced it when it was over, when he was like relieved he didn't have to do it anymore.
Well, because I think Spectre, he was just so exhausted because he kind of did Spectre and the Skyfall back to back. And you could just tell he was exhausted. But,
and he had several injuries, and he was just...
But then after he rested after the Spectre thing, and he came back with No Time to Die, I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Good riddance. See you later. See you. Wouldn't want to be you.
I think I'd like to be Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm out. I mean, he's married to Rachel Weisz.
And he made more money than anything for Knives Out too. So,
hey, you know who wrote that, Greg?
Yeah, Ryan Johnson.
He's a great guy.
No, that's not true.
All right, so here you go, Greg. This last one's for you.
Uh oh,
Superman.
That's Henry Christopher Cavill. Reeve. What? Come on.
I love Christopher Reeve. I love his performance. But when I see Henry Cavill on screen, I see.
Okay, I agree with that.
Someone who loved the character and who just it's the character off the page.
And we're not saying necessarily who was the best or anything. Like,
I'm just saying
who do you picture? Picture Henry Cavill.
If I say Superman, who's the first person you think?
Christopher Reeve. This shit's getting personal.
Well, I mean, it's fine, but like, well, there's a reason that there was such an uproar with the announcement of him coming back to this role. It's because
he does look the part. He plays it fine.
It's not about that. It's literally about the hope in, again, making a definitive performance of the character.
Superman is a 75-year-old plus character, like 80-year-old character. Christopher Reeve at the time inhabited.
And I got 10 names on this list.
Inhabited the version of the character that were up to that point.
I know there's a bunch, George Reeves and all that. And, but like
Henry Cavill inhabits the character.
80 years worth of character.
Christopher Reeve
was 50 years worth of
character. But, like, he had to play Clark Kent and Superman, like, without great special effects. And he used, like, his body posture, his vocalization to distinguish each of the two characters that I haven't seen anybody else ever do.
Now, on the flip side, where I'll challenge you is, in Man of Steel, we get Clark Kent as a person who's unsure of himself and feels that alienation.
In Man of Steel?
Yeah.
I didn't see that in Man of Steel.
At the beginning of the movie, he's walking around trying to find his place.
He's walking on Earth at the beginning.
He's like fucking quiet.
No. I'm talking about like a Gloucester. But he's by himself. I'm talking about like once he's around people working as a report. Well, we didn't really see that in Man of Steel because he doesn't get there till the end. But like the Kill Bill, like when he talks about the character, he talks about how he's a coward, he's unsure of himself. You see all that from Christopher Reeve's performance, but he somehow can manifest the confidence of Superman instantly. I didn't see that from Henry Cavill.
I don't think that's what I'm saying. Your understanding of the character comes from watching Christopher Reeve and from listening to the Kill Bill speech, which is fine. It's also based on older comics. Bill's speech is based on Superman as he was in like the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Which would make sense because of Bill's age.
Right.
Yeah.
When you look at Superman again, as the character is now, with all these other elements of him built in, he's a well-respected reporter. Honestly, Tyler Hoechlin from Lois and Clark
he's on my list here.
Would be my second, I would say. Because if you watch that show, Superman is a dad who's at ease and he's comfortable with it. There's a reason he won a Saturn Award recently. Him and the actors that play Lois, it's a modern interpretation, and Christopher Reeve may have like laid some of the groundwork for how the character was at the time, but a lot of the elements you're talking about are outdated in terms of Superman.
So what do you guys say?
I mean, honestly, if you say who's Superman, the first person that pops in my head is Christopher Reeve. If I look at all this, my favorite movie of these is probably Man of Steel.
I would agree with that.
It's Henry Cavill for me, but it's Christopher Reeve in a close second.
All right, so here's the list. We have George Reeves from 1952 to 1958. Danny Dark voiced him in the Super Friends series from 1973 to 1985. Gerard Christopher played him in Superboy from 1988 to 1992 on TV. Dean Cain performed him in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman from 1993 to 1997. Tom Welling was a lot of people's from Clark Kent from Smallville from 2001 to 2011.
That show was on for like 20 years. Did he ever fly in that show?
Last episode.
What a fucking waste.
Last episode. Now, here's an interesting one that, talking about Kevin Conroy, Tim Daly from
Wings.
Played him in all the animated stuff from 1996 to 2000 was the show, but then he voiced him in a lot of the animated movies.
He did not voice him in Justice League.
Right, he did.
George Newbern.
But he voiced him primarily on TV. Yeah. Tyler Hoechlin from the Arrowverse. He's our current reigning Superman right now on TV. Christopher Reeve, 78 to 87. Brandon Routh in 2006. And Henry Cavill in the Snyder stuff.
Yeah.
13 to 21.
Are we done? Is there more?
Yeah.
More Superman.
No, I mean, like, how many more characters have we got?
One, two, 4.
What's next?
The Incredible Hulk.
Oh.
Bill Bixby.
I mean, the first one that popped in my head is Lou Ferrigno.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I think he's the best, but he's the definitive image in my head of the Hulk.
I mean, I said Bill Bixby, but I mean, that's that show. That's Steve's Bruce
Banner. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously him or Ruffalo, right? I don't think you could put...
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Why I'm struggling with it is because Ruffalo, kind of similar to how you would look at it with Cavill or versus Christopher Reeve, like, you know, the Bixby slash Ferrigno performances, that was putting something on the screen for the first time we've never seen before. Now, is it representative of the Hulk as a whole?
Mark Ruffalo never
Ruffalo's
got a
performance.
He never got a Hulk movie.
He didn't. But I think that we've seen enough of his versions of the Hulk.
He is in a lot of MCU movies mm-hmm. without being the main character.
I mean, I actually thought of Bill Bixby. So, yeah, we've got Michael Bell voiced him from 1982 to 83 in the Incredible Hulk animated series. Ron Perlman voiced him in the Marvel Action Hour from 94 to 96.
Oh, I forgot Eric Bana.
Neil McDonough voiced him from 96 to 97. Work. We had Bill Bixby slash Lou Ferrigno from the series, and he played him a lot because I didn't realize how many TV movies.
Oh, the TV movies were, but they introduced Thor, Daredevil,
right? And yeah, so that
John Rhys Davies played the Kingpin.
They played him from 1978 all the way up to 1990.
Yep.
Eric Bana was 2003, Edward Norton in 08, and Mark Ruffalo, the current MCU.
And this one's actually kind of weird because it's not like there's a big difference when you say what do you think of when you think of the Incredible Hulk, or what do you think of when you think of Bruce Banner.
Right.
Because, I mean, Superman, he's the same person, you know? I mean,
well, and that's the thing, the same thing with Spider-Man, because there's the element of playing Peter Parker versus playing Spider-Man. So I think in judging the Hulk, you have to judge it with both characters.
But what I mean is Bruce Banner and the Hulk don't look alike. I mean, they're kind of now starting to do with the CGI a little bit. Connie looks like Ruffalo a little bit, but I mean, it's not like it's Clark Kent and, you know, Superman right. look the same. Peter right. Parker looks the same as Spider-Man.
So, okay, so
it's who do you think of as Bruce Banner, or who do you think of as the Incredible Hulk? I mean,
so it's Mark Ruffalo and Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Catwoman.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
I would say Michelle.
Yeah,
Michelle Pfeiffer.
So we've got Julie Newmar.
Halle Berry may look the best.
We got Julie Newmar.
Newmar would be my second pick.
And Eartha Kitt, both played her in the Adam West show. Carmen Bicadova played her in Gotham, which she was really good. Lee Merriweather played her in the film version of the Adam West, the 1966 one. Michelle Pfeiffer, Batman Returns, Halle Berry in the infamous 2004 Catwoman.
I mean, the movie sucked, but she looked the best.
Anne Hathaway from Dark Knight Rises in 2012.
I forgot.
And
Zoe, probably the best movie.
And Zoe Kravitz played her.
Zoe Kravitz was very good.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the Batman was better than Batman Rises.
Anne Hathaway was really good.
She was.
She was, yeah. I honestly, her and Zoe Kravitz, I'd put on probably about even par. But yeah, this totally.
Michelle Pfeiffer just more incorporated.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And the whole, yeah, it was a perfect combination of everything
well,
with
and,
the comic book aspect
that,
of it.
That look and everything translated to, that was the iconic.
Agreed.
Catwoman. So yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer.
All right, so I got two left. Y'all want to do a hero or a villain first?
Let's do the hero.
Let me live long enough to become the villain.
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
I mean, I first thought of Robert Downey Jr.
That's
but,
the first thought that
but
I had.
Benedict Cumberbatch is better.
Well, I grew up watching the show on PBS with my dad, and it was Jeremy Brett for
I
years
never watched
and years
that.
And years.
That's number one of all.
Yeah.
I thought of Robert Downey Jr. first.
Yeah, but the Cumberbatch is better.
So here we go. We got Jeremy Brett from... it was over 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
It was
on he played for a long time.
Jason Gray Stanford. It was an animated one, Sherlock Holmes, in the 22nd century. We had Benedict Cumberbatch from Sherlock. Johnny Lee Miller played him in the Americanized version, just called Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Basil Rathbone. So this played
great
him...
Great name.
From 1939 to 1946, and he reprised his role in the animated The Great Mouse Detective as the little mouse Sherlock Holmes. Peter Cushing, Grand Moff Tarkin, played him in 1959. Christopher Lee in 1962. Christopher Plummer, 1979. Then we had Robert Downey Jr. from the two films, but the Guy Ritchie films. Ian McKellen played him in Mr. Holmes.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Which was really good.
It was
yeah.
a good movie.
Johnny Depp voiced him in Sherlock Gnomes. Will Ferrell played him in Holmes and Watson. And the most recent one is Henry Cavill in Enola Holmes.
All right.
It's Jeremy Brett for me.
And our villain.
I think I would actually go with Basil Rathbone after reading this. You say on Robert Downey?
No, I'm Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. And
I agree. Ryan's mirrors exactly what I would say. Like, while I did think immediately of Robert Downey Jr., Cumberbatch is
way better.
Way better.
I mean, I love that show, and that show, he's great as that character, but I don't know, just when I think of Sherlock Holmes, I think of Victorian.
That's the trouble I'm having with it.
Right.
Yeah. That Ian McKellen movie was really good.
But if I had to pick one that I enjoy watching the most, it's Cumberbatch.
Is that over?
That series for a while, I thought it had.
Like,
it's one of those ways, like, it ended, and they said, "Oh, we may eventually make more."
Yeah, it's been years. The last one they made was 2017.
Yeah, so
okay,
but I mean, it could.
Yeah, it didn't have a definitive ending.
Right. So the last one, Count Dracula,
Gary Oldman. That's only because of my age and who I am.
Leslie Nielsen.
No, I gotta go with Gary Oldman as well.
I mean, I never saw.
There's so many, though.
I think the first person that pops in my head is Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, it pops in my head, but I didn't see it. Yeah. So I gotta go with Gary
Oldman.
Oddly
enough, it was just because we've been talking about other things. Christopher Lee popped into my head first.
So we got Bela Lugosi, who only played him twice. He played him in the 1931 Dracula, and then he played him again in an Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Really?
Uh-huh. The only times he ever
played. So he didn't do any sequels?
No.
Be there.
We had Christopher Lee. He played him a lot. Christopher Lee played him 1976, 70. He played him all the way from 1958 to 1976. Frank Langella played him in 1979. Duncan Rieger played him in The Monster Squad in 1987.
Ooh, that's a good movie.
Leslie Nielsen, Dead and Loving It. Gerard Butler played him in Dracula 2000 from the year 2000.
Terrible.
Richard Roxburgh played him in Van Helsing in 2004.
One of the worst movies of all time.
Also in 2004, he was portrayed by Dominic Purcell in Blade Trinity.
I never saw that one.
It's really bad.
Yeah. There was a TV series just called Dracula in 2013. He was played by Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Luke Evans played him in Dracula Untold in 2014.
Terrible.
And Adam Sandler played him in the Hotel Transylvania film.
Those are actually really funny.
Those movies are funny.
It's Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with Bella.
Well, that was interesting.
So, that's...
Yeah.
Some interesting...
R.I.P. Kevin Conroy.
Definitely.
And we had a couple others, too.
We did,
Former pop star Aaron Carter passed away. I'm not sure exactly what happened there.
It's got to be drugs.
I know. The only thing I know that they said he drowned in his bathtub.
Yeah.
He's had a drug problem for his whole life.
Yeah. And that's the tragedy of it is he couldn't get out of it. And I know he's desperate to get his brother's help and sad all around.
I know Greg and myself as well, favorite old comedians, Gallagher, passed away.
Yeah.
Greg, you were obsessed with this dude.
I used to love Gallagher.
Just used to smash it.
But his comedy was funny, though.
It was a lead up to that. Like, the comedy, like, Stuck in the 60s is probably my favorite of his specials because it was the first time. And oddly enough, we would go over to my grandmother's house to spend the night, and Uncle Dave introduced me to Gallagher.
I could see Uncle Dave liking Gallagher.
Yeah, I agree.
And
with
he played
that.
Stuck in the 60s, and I watched it. It was such clever comedy because it was just like a little bit more intelligent than you were used to.
Yeah.
And that's what made me kind of gravitate towards Gallagher. But yeah, It was a tough day for me to hear that. Like, I know, like, towards the end of his life, he might not have been as relevant and whatnot, and I heard he kind of got a little bit angry, but
he smashed stuff for most of his
life. Yeah,
who would have
thought he had an anger problem? But yeah, like that shtick is what people remember him for. But there was a lot, to go. I remember like ordering the tapes from Blockbuster when we worked there, and it was huge for me. But yeah,
cool.
So this was interesting.
Yeah, it was a good time. Many places to find us. Anchor Podcasts, Google Podcasts, a host of other platforms.
We're everywhere.
Where we are everywhere. And as always, you can find us on theawesomevillage.com, where when you listen to us, you do help us out. This has been Greg.
Brian.
John.
Glenn.
We will see you next week.